we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships. Today, we're continuing the series we began last week on life without love. I don't think that it's any accident that violence is a part of our society. Almost every day, the newspapers and news magazines describe acts of violence that are shocking in their extent. Parents beat their children, children beat their parents, elderly people are beaten unmercifully by some intruder into the home. The list goes on and on. If you compare the statistics on violence in today's world with what they were a generation ago, you find that violence is increasing. It's become almost a way of life with some people. I think that the significant thing to notice in this is that aggressive behavior is one of the distortions of life that can appear in the life of a person who's grown up in a world of little or no love. Life without love is abnormal. Most homes are filled with a warm, loving atmosphere in which the children grow up knowing that their parents love them. Most parents are glad to give of themselves and of their resources for the sake of the children. But in some homes, and the number unfortunately is increasing, the atmosphere is not one of love. Rather, it's an atmosphere of arguing and selfishness and jealousy. And children who grow up in this kind of a home will invariably develop personality quirks and character defects that will limit the quality of their lives. One of the saddest aspects of this situation is that it includes even some Christian families. There are homes where the parents know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And yet, through a lack of teaching or through a rebellious spirit, they themselves fail to grow mature in Christ. And they demonstrate many of the characteristics that often mark parents who know nothing of the saving grace of God. They establish a faulty environment that does not include love for the children. They become autocratic dictators of their children. They fail to show appreciation for their children's accomplishments. Often they themselves are aggressive toward the children, beating them unmercifully for the least little bit of trouble. In this kind of a home environment, the children themselves soon learn to be aggressive. They can't receive recognition from their parents in a normal way, so they receive recognition from others in an abnormal way. They learn to push other children around. They delight in fighting, in getting back at others who supposedly have wronged them. They laugh at others who show weakness. And over a period of time, they become angry individuals whose lives are marked with aggression. The aggression may be directed at some other individual, or it may be directed at society in general. But whatever the form, aggression shows up in their life as a form of retaliation, a way of getting even with a world that has robbed them of love. There's a stark contrast with the biblical position that if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. God has loved us, and we therefore should give love to others, trying by this means to win them to Jesus Christ. Aggressive behavior is fleshly behavior, a mark of a life that has been controlled by the flesh. Let me emphasize again that all this begins with the treatment that parents give their children. If your home is a home filled with love, your children will develop normally. But if your children grow in a home that lacks wholesome love, they'll develop problems with the possibility of aggressive behavior. That means that you, the Christian parents, have a responsibility to set the example to guide your children by your daily demonstration of love for them and for each other. If you have experienced the infinite love of God, given through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, you can, in turn, give love to your children. I challenge you to make sure that this is so. You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.